Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Kelsey Suter is with us. She's Marketing and Programs Director for the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Kelsey, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you so much. Well, what's the status of the pork industry? We've seen through COVID so many things be affected, and with restaurants having to shut down for a time, I'm guessing the pork industry was affected just as much.
It was. It's been a rough couple of months for the pork industry and our producers out in the countryside. But we always say, you know, our farmers are resilient. They're resilient people that are in it for the long haul, and they'll do whatever it takes to care for their livestock and keep their family businesses afloat. So we're hearing, you know, positive things about their ability to hang in there and to make it work during tough times. But the first impact was the food service industry shutting down. That's a really big market for pork. Pork isn't something that's consumed as much at home as it is in restaurants. I think people have a special comfort level with how chefs can prepare pork and keep it tender and juicy, and they just like to consume it in food service. Also, bacon. About 70-80% of that market is in food service. So the pork belly, it definitely lost a lot of value when the food industry shut down. So there was that side of things that had an impact for our producers, as well as just the virus itself affecting, you know, people that work in the industry. It took an effect as well, and impacted just the food supply chain, which then impacts all of us. So It's been a tough couple of months, but like I said, producers are super resilient people that are in it for the long haul, and they'll do whatever it takes to make it through.
Sure. Well, and in your position, we're kind of talking about on a bigger scale the pork industry, but you have to remember the pork industry is made up of a bunch of local businesses.
It is, yes. Thousands of Iowa farm families around the state absolutely help make up the Iowa pork industry, and we're here to support each and every one of them in any way that we can and help them keep their businesses going.
Absolutely. Well, we all enjoy pork. It's grilling season, so we're excited about that now. We get to throw some of our favorite cuts out on the grill. But you mentioned how many folks seem to enjoy going out and let someone else do the preparing in restaurants. And I see you've got something put together that's kind of fun to encourage folks to get out and enjoy some of those pork products.
We do, absolutely. We love to partner with restaurants and chefs in the state of Iowa. They do such a great job highlighting our farmers' products. Like I said, pork, it's actually a very lean product. So if you overcook it even slightly, you know, the eating experience is really going to become lessened by that. So we really advocate for cooking your pork to 145 degrees. And so, chefs do a really great job highlighting pork products and cooking them to the right temperature and making sure that they're juicy and tender and enjoyed by everyone. So we do like to partner with chefs and do different creative things. And then with everything that's been happening lately, restaurants were impacted and so were our farmers. And so we were kind of racking our brains. What can we do to support both of those? You know, those two groups that are those two industries, they work so closely together. I mean, they're the group that grows the food and the group that cooks the food and serves the food. And so we're trying to come up with a way to support both of them, but from a distance, right? So I don't want to call upon restaurants. They're trying to figure out their new normal. They're scrambling to keep their kitchens and their businesses open. So how can we as Iowa Pork kind of support them from a distance and say, hey, we're here for you, we're supporting you, we're promoting you. We want to see you thrive during this time and do well. So we kind of came up with this freestyle pork crawl. I think everyone kind of knows what like a beer crawl is or something like that, where you kind of make your way around to different places to try something. And we didn't want to orchestrate it in any way. We wanted it to be very freestyle. So your favorite restaurants in your local area or somewhere in the state that you're maybe going to travel to, You create your own crawl. You pick the restaurants, you pick your favorite pork entrees, and you kind of create it any way that you would like.
Yeah, you don't have to go specifically to certain locations around the state. So if you're conscious about having to travel too far, you don't have to worry. You can support those restaurants right in your own backyard.
Absolutely. And I think everybody is trying to support their restaurants in their own backyard. No one wants to see their favorite restaurant not make it through and not be able to reopen. So all you have to do to participate is pick 5 restaurants, 5 pork entrees, document it with a quick selfie or have someone take a picture of you and your pork entree. And then once you have 5, share them on your social media platform of choice. We're going to be collecting them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. In order to be considered in the drawing of our grand prize, you just need to use the hashtag #IWillPorkCrawl. That's how we're tracking all the entries. And then, of course, tag #IWillPork. We'd also love it if you tag or at least mention the restaurants that you visited. That just helps promote them, helps gain more interest in their restaurants as well. And then the first 25 people to complete their crawl will get an Iowa Pork swag bag. Last summer, we created these T-shirts that we'll call it, that were, they said, pork, it's what we smoke here. And they were really popular. We don't have a platform to sell apparel by any means. So this would be a way to get one of those really sweet T-shirts if you're interested in that, as well as $10 in pork cash and a meat thermometer. So like I said, those go to the first 25 people to complete their crawl, and that hasn't happened yet. We have not had 25 people complete it yet, so there is still time. And then the deadline is simply August 30th to get your crawl done, and everybody who completes it by August 30th will go into a grand prize drawing. And I actually chuckled, we have 2 grand prizes because we couldn't decide between the two. So we're like, let's just give them both. One grand prize is a catered party for 20 guests. So, again, you pick the restaurant. You pick your favorite local caterer or someone that provides, you know, takeout in catered sizes. And we'll just foot the bill. Of course, you've got to have pork on your menu. But a catered party for 20 people is one grand prize. And then the second grand prize, we're calling it the Yeti Explorer Package. It includes a very nice Yeti cooler, some Yeti tumblers, $100 in port cash, and $20 in a gas card. So you can kind of create your own Explorer weekend with that grand prize.
So it's really just that simple. If I go out somewhere for lunch and decide I'm going to have, say, a BLT, because that's a great summertime lunch or dinner product, then just take the picture and get it posted. If I have one of those hubcap-sized pork tenderloin sandwiches, I should make sure I post that as well. And you know,
yeah,
whatever we enjoy. Yeah, that's right. If you can fit it in the picture.
Yeah.
Sometimes those pork tenderloins don't fit in the picture. But
sometimes they don't fit on a plate.
That's right. And that's what we love about them. That's unique to Iowa. We sure enjoy them very much. Yeah, so it really doesn't matter where you go to enjoy that, what restaurant you attend. Just make sure you get that and get that posted. Now, is this only for folks who have access to the social media? If folks don't have access to that, is there any way for them to be involved?
That is a great question. If you go to our website, iowapork.org, it lists all the details, and there is an email address on the website that you could simply email your 5 photos too, and the restaurants that you visited, and you can enter for the grand prize.
Okay.
We of course love to see it on social media because that just gives more love and support and promotion to those restaurants that you did visit. So we're definitely encouraging that to be your way to participate. But if you are not on social media, you can still participate.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity for folks, again, to another reason to get out and enjoy some of those products here during the year and to support those pork producers. This is a very critical time.
It is for both pork producers and, small restaurants and businesses around the state. So it was just something that we decided would be a fun way to support them. And like you said, very simple.
Yeah, try to make it as easy as possible for folks to be able to enjoy and be a part of all that. So, again, use those hashtags, Iowa Pork Crawl, post that on Twitter, Facebook, any of those social media platforms that you use. Of course, the first thing you want to do is go out and enjoy and invite some friends, too. Get out. We've all talked about how we can support folks during the shutdown and what we can do as soon as things start to reopen again. Well, this is the essence of what we can do to support those local folks, is enjoy the local products.
Yes, 100%.
All right, very good. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And we look forward to a great contest and a great summer with folks enjoying pork, whether it's in the restaurant or out back on the grill.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.